Maybe sort of welcome to come hang out.
I don't know.
It being 6 o'clock on the 16th of August, I'd like to call this county board meeting to order. We'll have a moment of silent meditation, pledge of allegiance. Supervisor Wilson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, you got it? Got it, Mayor?
Notice of meeting, Kirk Olson, please.
I've given timely notice to members of this board, to the public, to the news media which have requested notice, and to the official newspaper as required by Section 19.84 of the Wisconsin statutes.
At this time, I would like to put in nomination Louis Belola to replace Brian Bosberg from District 6. Do I have a motion to approve that?
You do, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second.
There's no other discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Ms. Olson, would you administer the oath of office to Mr. Belola?
Mr. Belola, would you please come to the front of the thing here? I can never pronounce this right. And just raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Louis Belola.
I, Louis Belola.
Having been elected or appointed.
Having been elected or appointed.
To the office of District 6 County Board Supervisor.
To the office of District 6 County Board Supervisor.
But have not yet entered upon the duties thereof.
But have not yet entered upon the duties thereof.
Swear or affirm that I will support.
Swear or affirm that I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of said office.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of said office.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Okay, I would like.
Congratulations, Louis.
Signature, and then take your seat at. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a little background on Louis. He was mayor of the city of Schooner, so he does come with some knowledge of government.
That's great.
Okay, roll call, please.
Jerry Smith.
Here.
Linda Featherly.
She's on Zoom?
Yep. Mark Radzak.
He is excused. He's fighting fire in Texas.
Sandy Johnson.
Here.
Tom Mackey.
Here.
Louis Belola.
Here.
Ken Graber.
Here.
Tim Kessler.
Here.
Jeannie Bruce.
Here.
Bob Olsgaard.
Here.
David Wilson.
Here.
Christina Masterjohn.
Here.
George Cusick.
Here.
Joe Hoy.
Here.
Scott Rappi.
Here.
Jocelyn Ford.
Here.
Oh, there she is.
Here. Founder.
Casey King.
Here.
Paul Johnson.
Here.
Brian Melton.
Here.
Stephen Smith.
Present.
Clint Staria.
Here.
Sadie Daniel, no youth present. Okay. So we have 20 board members. Two are appearing here via Zoom.
Okay, at this time, approval of the July 19th, 2022 county board proceedings.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second. I've got a motion and a second. Any questions, comments? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Concerned citizens. Christina.
Thank you.
Please state your name. We know it, but for the record.
Colleen Cook from Schooner, and I am here tonight just advocating supporting the request for the positions for the ADRC and the Unit on Aging. because there really is a great need by the numbers of seniors who need to be able to get timely service by the employees of that group. And so they, but the work that's being done right now is terrific, but it's a lot. So I'm just doing my vote to please allow more positions for the aging unit. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I have a brief.
Would you please state your name?
Good evening. I'm Ava Johnston, Executive Director of Washburn County Housing Authority. I have a brief write-up of what I'm going to present tonight. Just a little bit of background. Like I said, I'm the Executive Director of Washburn County Housing Authority. I have been in this position almost 4 years. I have knowledge on, we manage and own, we own 51 units for elderly and disabled throughout the county. We also manage many other properties. Some of you may be familiar with the Indian Head units in Minong, Spooner, and in Birchwood. Those are 37 units that we manage. Some of them are still under Indian Head, which is the Minong units. Others have been sold to a private investor. We're still managing those units. I am also the director for the public housing, Spooner Housing Authority. Gosling Court has 40 units. That's public housing open up to any age income. It's subsidized through HUD. And we also have 12 units up in Minot that's considered multifamily units. Those have to be more than one person in those units. They're two bedroom. That's a younger generation. Those are also subsidized. We have waiting lists for all our properties, every single one of them. We get calls every single day asking for housing, and it's a minimum of, we say, 6 months to 2 years, depending on qualifications. I'm here tonight to advocate for more housing for Washburn County. The workforce housing continues to be an issue for Washburn County. For businesses, due to COVID-19 and the ability to work remotely, many of the units that were rental have been sold for private use. Other rentals have been purchased for investments, and the rents have been increased up to 60%. The shortage of housing has been, for families, has caused them to live together, which is overcrowding, and law enforcement can testify that there has been more domestic issues because of this overcrowding. There's not enough housing. Keeping rents in an affordable range for middle-income persons allows graduating students to be employed locally and still be able to pay rent and potentially save for a down payment of for their first home, helping to support the economy, local economy. It also provides retirees who no longer want to take care of their properties the option to remain in the area. It is often stated that the employers such as the local hospital, the clinics, manufacturing plants, the school district alone struggles to find rental units for prospective employees. Washburn County Housing has the advantage that we are a nonprofit agency and is able to keep costs down for tax-exempt status. Although the housing authority is tax-exempt, it makes payments in lieu of taxes for existing properties owned by our housing authority. With the assistance of Washburn County American Rescue Act Fund, the ARPA funds, the housing authority has the opportunity to provide at least 8 to 12 suitable units, duplexes, prospect for building. I have attended the last few ARPA committee meetings, and I'm just here tonight to remind the county board that housing is such a need here, and that we can provide that. if we're given the opportunity. And I just want to remind the county board that that need is still so strong and would appreciate any consideration for future building. If you have any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on, consent agenda.
Motion to approve, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. If there are no questions, comments, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Under other resolutions and ordinances, resolution to authorize the sale of certain right-of-way lands lying along County Trunk D in the town of Birchwood to Brian and Sally Whitaker. Supervisor Kessler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Resolution to authorize the sale of certain right-of-way lands lying along County Trunk D in the town of Birchwood to Brian and Sally Whitaker. Before the Washburn County Highway and Dam Committee, the Washburn County Board of Supervisors resolves as follows. Whereas Brian and Sally Whitaker have expressed an interest in acquiring excess right-of-way adjacent to their property caused by construction of County Truck Highway D describes as follows. You want the whole?
No.
Can do so. Said parcel contains 1,294 square feet, 0.03 acres more or less. Said parcel is subject to the easements, restrictions, and reservations of record. The above described parcel is adjoining and intended to be considered as a single parcel that with that part of Lot 2, Survey Certified Map, Volume 2, page 64, document number 142678, section 25, Township 34, Range 10 West, Village of Birchwood, Washburn County, Wisconsin. And whereas these lands are unused right-of-way, titled in the name of Washburn County Highway Department, from which no benefit is derived. Now, therefore, be resolved that the that for consideration of $55.62, the Washburn County Clerk is authorized to expedite a quitclaim deed of the described land to Brian and Sally Whitaker. All recording fees, taxes, and any or all other closing costs shall be paid by Brian and Sally Whitaker. Financial impact, $55.62, payable to the treasurer. Move for adoption by the Highway and Dam Committee on August 15, 2022. And I move on the 16th of August for this to be approved.
Second. A second.
I've got a motion and a second. Questions or comments? With that, there is a fiscal impact. It does require a roll call vote. And we're going to start with Mr. Kessler.
Yes.
Jeannie Bruce.
Yes.
Bob Olesker.
Yes.
David Wilson.
Yes.
Christina Masterjohn.
Yes.
George Cusick.
Yes.
Joe Hoy.
Yes.
Scott Robbie.
Yes.
Jocelyn Ford.
Yes.
Casey King.
Yes.
Paul Johnson.
Yes.
Brian Melton.
Yes.
Stephen Smith.
Yes.
Clint Staria.
Yes.
Jerry Smith.
Yes.
Linda Featherly.
Yes.
Sandy Johnson.
Yes.
Louis Valilla.
Yes.
Tom Mackey.
Yes.
And Hank Graber.
Yes.
Motion passes with 20 board members.
Okay, going on. Item B, resolution to approve new position of information and assistant specialist aging and ADRC. Supervisor Wilson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whereas due to the continually increasing workload, community demand, complexity of services, as well as state mandated timelines and documentation requirements, it is being requested that an additional full-time equivalent, or FTE, information and assistance specialist, INA, is being proposed for the 2023, and whereas, as a standalone ADRC beginning in 2023, the county will be without backup staffing to provide the state-required ADRC services, And whereas the INA serves all target groups as well as caregivers and often triages situations to determine what is needed or who the best person is to address the issue or issues presented. And whereas the current staff member is already at full capacity for the amount of work being done for Washburn County, and therefore it be resolved that the new full-time position of Information and Assistance Specialist for the ADRC/Aging be approved for the inclusion in the 2023 budget according to policy by the Washburn County Board of Supervisors. Fiscal impact, wages and benefits, $82,937.75. Other expenses, $3,200. Total expense of $86,137.75. Minus the funding of $56,487, equaling $29,650.75 of levy requested for the 2023. Recommended by adoption by the Washburn County Personnel Committee on the 4th day of August 2022 and approved by the Washburn County Board of Supervisors the 16th day of August 2022.
Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve.
I second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve. Questions, comments? Hearing none. Linda, is there any comment you wish to make?
None at this time, but thank you for asking, Mr. Chair.
Linda Hand, do you have any questions or comments to make?
I don't, unless anyone has any questions of why we are bringing this forward.
Thank you. In that there is a fiscal impact for the 2023 budget, we'll start with Mr. Cusick.
Yes.
Joe Hoy.
Yes.
Scott Rappi.
Yes.
Jocelyn Ford.
Yes.
Casey King.
Yes.
Paul Johnson.
Yes.
Brian Melton.
No.
Stephen Smith.
Yes.
Clint Sterio.
No.
Jerry Smith.
Yes.
Linda Featherly.
Yes.
Sandy Johnson.
No.
Tom Mackey.
Yes.
Louis Velello.
Yes.
Hank Graver.
Yes.
Tim Kessler.
No.
Jeannie Bruce.
Yes.
Bob Olsgaard.
Yes.
David Wilson.
No.
Christina Masterjohn.
No.
14 yes, 6 no, motion passes.
Moving on, item C, resolution to approve new position of part-time Spooner Dining Site Manager, Assistant Cook, Aging ADRC, Supervisor Wilson again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whereas due to requests for the Shell Lake Senior Center to be open for congregate meals and activities 5 days per week, as other senior center sites are within Washburn County, and whereas as this had been the intent prior to COVID presenting itself, and whereas the Shell Lake site manager continues to assist the Spooner site manager in preparation of all meals for both Spooner and Shell Lake congregate lunch, congregate dining at 5, home delivered meals and grab and go, and whereas the Shell Lake site manager takes meals to the Shell Lake but does not cook them there, and whereas the Shell Lake has experienced an increase of 41.2% and Spooner of 19.6% of pre-COVID meal numbers, and whereas in order to be able to meet the needs of the participants of the nutrition program and residents of Shell Lake, as well as to address the need for additional help for the Spooner site when the Shell Lake site manager comes to Shell Lake full-time, it has been recommended that a part-time cook be hired. Therefore, it be resolved that the new part-time position of Spooner Senior Dining Site Manager Assistant Cook be approved for the inclusion of the 2023 budget according to policy by the Washburn County Board of Supervisors. Fiscal impact, wages and benefits of $51,353.68. other one-time expenses of $350, totaling $51,703.68, levy request for 2023. Recommended for adoption by the Washburn County Personnel Committee on the fourth day of August 2022, and approved by the Washburn County Board of Supervisors the 16th day of August 2022. And Mr. Chairman, I will move for the adoption of that resolution.
I second.
I've got a motion and a second. Questions, comments? Mr. Steve Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We approved this tonight. Still has to go through budget in October and November. And then, depending upon what the state does with our requests in December, we can amend the budget in January, am I correct?
That would be correct, sir.
Okay, I'm probably going to vote for this tonight, but future votes depend on future events.
Mr. Staria.
Could someone please tell me what the 41% number is? Are we going, when I go by there, I've seen four people eating in the Shelby Senior Center. Do we go from four to six, or 41% increase don't tell me much. Can you tell me what the number is?
These numbers include the home delivered meals also. So as with the COVID rules right now, people can still eat at home and receive home delivered meals, Meals on Wheels. So they might not be going to the site location themselves, but we are still making the foods and delivering it to their homes.
My question is, how many people are eating at the Senior Center in Shell Lake? I don't go by there every day, but today I did like four.
So between, for Shell Lake, between 2019 and 2022, without being open 5 days a week, the site manager brings the meals 2 days per week to there. But on the other days, if there are people in there, we only have three seniors that have access to the key, so it is shut down, so it isn't really open to the public those other days. If they want to have a home-delivered meal driver deliver a meal to them while they're doing activities. But otherwise, that is part of the problem. The complaints we're hearing is, why do the other centers have access to their centers 5 days a week and we only have access to?
Maybe I don't hear well. The question is how many people eat there a day?
A day? I don't...
Actually sit in there and eat.
Okay, so in April, I didn't bring that with me, I'm sorry.
In summer, we came up with number 41%. That's gotta relate to numbers.
So that data was going off of up till April, because when we first did this resolution, it was the first quarter. So as of 2022 in Shell Lake, there have been 249 meals that were served there, congregate, and then 2,313 home delivered meals for the first quarter.
I have Mr. Schmidt. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess it's really hard to compare the Shell Lake numbers to Minot numbers. Minot is open 5 days a week. Birchwood is open 5 days a week. Spooner is open 5 days a week. And Shell Lake is open 2 days a week. Which 2 days is Shell Lake open?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. That's a 5 day stretch where it's not open. You know, if it was like open on a Monday and a Thursday, or Tuesday and a Friday.
Wednesday,
okay, well, that's a 5 day stretch. Where if you could, you know, have a 1 day in between, then you would have a 4 day stretch at most. You know, I hear what's going on, but with the home delivered meals are way up, and we got a brand new building up there that's not being used as the other buildings are in the other communities in Washburn County. And you know, I think it's a doggone shame, and I'm glad to see that the Aging and Disabilities Committee is trying to get that building utilized. Thank you.
Mr. Staria.
We lost employees. It felt like it used to be open 5 days a week, didn't it? Never open.
No, they always had a cook go, went and delivered the meals there, 2 days per week.
I thought it was open more than that.
It was open 5 days.
It was open 5 days a week with the old building, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Before I started?
Yes, I used to work there.
Yes, before I started.
And my mother.
So my question is, we haven't lost any employees. How come are we only open 2 days a week? Is it?
Because the numbers overall between Spooner and Shell Lake have gone up so much that two cooks just to handle all the cooking at us, they're both needed in Spooner. Mary could not do it all by herself in Spooner.
Well, I thought when we built this new building, it was never really designed at first to cook there. The meals were going to come from Spooner. Isn't that the way it was designed, or am I wrong? Somebody must. We just did some more improvements so they could cook there. I think when we built the building, it wasn't designed to cook there.
Mr. Wilson.
If I can attempt at answering Mr. Staria's question, that is correct. Originally, we put the new building up, and then we had to infuse kitchen, update the kitchen to be compliant with the state guidelines, and I believe GWAR, I could be wrong on that acronym, to make it compliant. So we built a brand new building. It was not compliant, did not make the state happy, and we poured more money into it to make it compliant so that we could cook out of that facility. Does that kind of answer the question?
That's right. Mr. Olmsgaard.
Yeah, that's correct. And so we have a kitchen where we can cook. We have a building where seniors can come together and meet. And we have no staff to be there except for 2 days a week. This position is an attempt to rectify that situation, and we have had complaints that we've got a beautiful new building and the seniors can't go there. It's not an ideal situation. And what really exacerbates this is the tremendous surge in demand for home-delivered meals that really started up during COVID and is still going. So we have to continue to meet that demand. We have to get somebody over to Shell Lake to be there with the meals 5 days a week. And this part-time position is the best effort to get someone there so that folks can enjoy that new building. That's the short of it. And of course, we can vote for it tonight and we can look at the dollars in October and see, well, have we got the dollars to do it? This is the attempt by our committee to rectify a situation that we see as really quite unacceptable for seniors in Shell Lake.
Mr. Staria.
One last question. If this goes through, and the cook here in Shell Lake, is that person only going to cook the meals here? Will all the meals being delivered still be cooked from Spooner, or will some of the meals on wheels be cooked here?
The meals for Shell Lake area will all be cooked here.
Okay.
Meals on Wheels and Congregate.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments? This is Sandy Johnson.
I'm looking at the personnel requisition form, and that actually at the bottom of the first page, it says for Spooner, hiring 30 hours for Spooner. Am I missing something there?
Ms. Olson.
This is a 30-hour per week position to assist the Spooner senior site manager to allow the Shell Lake site manager to come here, because the Shell Lake site manager is assisting in Spooner. Is that correct? Okay.
Mr. Barola.
Yeah, I apologize, a little late to the dance here, but Mr. Smith, we've said something that caught my attention. If you vote on this tonight, there's a chance that this position will be eliminated in October if you don't fund it. Did I hear that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Do we know how many people from Shetland that Spooner feeds? I mean, to me, it seems kind of dumb to bring food from Spooner to feed 20 people down here if we got the facility. Because it just ain't the people that eat at the building. It's all the people around the area that's getting the meals delivered to them.
Those are the numbers that I have said, but that was as of April. That's all the numbers that are being cooked in Spooner and being distributed through Shetland.
Oh, that's it for that one.
Mr. Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a comment, maybe a little brief backplay of how we got to here tonight. This position was in front of us once before at Personnel. It got sent back to committee to be rehashed again. It came back to Personnel and we beat it up pretty good. For those that look back, the fiscal impact, the original time, was greater. After a lot of diligence and conversation at Personnel, we were able to still hopefully put the needed position into play with a reduced fiscal impact of give or take about $30,000 in order to make it more palatable for you folks tonight. That was done by looking at the existing staffing levels to include 3 LTEs and 1 LTE position that wasn't being filled currently that is in the budget. Putting that conversation together to bring forward to you folks that is a little more fiscally digestible. So there's a long history in this conversation of at least a couple of go-arounds at both at the Aging Committee as well as Personnel. I do believe that there's justification for the position at a part-time status, not originally proposed as a full-time status. It's not in front of you as a full-time status due to all that conversation, with a reduced fiscal impact of about 30 grand less than was originally proposed. So I think that's important, a little history of this particular request, Mr. Chairman, for those that might not understand the back and forth that got us here tonight.
Thank you. Mr. Gall, by county policy, any new position has to be approved before budget time.
Okay, I follow that, but just thinking in my head, I'd be concerned approving something. It's going to be hard to find somebody that would actually take a job that we have to tell them that might not be funded in 3 months. I mean, it seems like we're putting a little cart ahead of the horse here or something.
That's a possibility, sir.
I mean, I'm sure there's a need. I'm not questioning that, but I don't know if it should be at this time or after you've approved those monies in October, I guess is my concern.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Steve Smith.
I'd like to remind everyone that this position wouldn't start until 2023. We're not putting the cart in front of the horse. I think we're being fiscally prudent. We're saying, hey, you can't spring a new position on us at budget time. It's got to be approved way before budget time. And actually, this is really kind of a month late. Should have been approved last month.
Yes, it is. Mr. Hoy.
But, you know, being that we're in non-normal times, I mean, I get it. We're looking at it. And there's a lot of new positions that are going to be looked at for very few tax dollars, that levy dollars that we could expand by. So, Lord help us.
Mr. Hoy.
My point was pretty much the same as Steve's. I was going to say this position wouldn't even be posted and filled until January when the budget is approved.
That is correct.
Yeah. That's all.
Okay. There's no other questions or comments. Mr. Staria.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Wilson, did I hear you say that there would be like 3 LTE positions to help save this money?
There was already 3 existing LTE positions within the department structure. 2 which are being currently used, 1 was not. So the position exists, the budgetary platform exists for it, but it wasn't being used. So we put that one into use. Instead of replacing that vacant position, we are applying the monies and that .49, actually correction, .33 from my HR department to apply it toward this concept.
The reason I ask that is I believe Highway and Dam, we have like five maybe LTE positions and we filled none of them. I think I'm correct in saying it. It's hard to hire LTEs right now, it seems like.
Which is why you're seeing a proposal at 30 hours a week for those, most of them, preaching to the choir, 30 hours a week, your trip benefits. And you trip ACA, meeting insurance, and other benefits. So it will be a benefited position as it comes down to recruiting efforts. You are recruiting for a benefited position versus a straight casual part-time of a .49 with no benefits. That's the difference. That's the reason you see the fiscal impact that you do before you. About 28,000 of that number is just benefits.
Okay. Again, there's a fiscal impact. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Brian Melton.
Yes.
Stephen Smith.
Yes.
Clint Staria.
Yes.
Jerry Smith.
Yes.
Linda Featherly.
Yes.
Sandy Johnson.
Our seniors need to be fed.
Tom Mackey.
Yes.
Louis Belilla.
Yes.
Hank Graber.
Yes.
Tim Kessler.
Yes.
Jeannie Bruce.
Yes.
Bob Olsgaard.
Yes.
David Wilson.
Yes.
Christina Masterchef.
Yes.
George Cusick.
Yes.
Joe Hoy.
Yes.
Scott Robbie.
Yes.
Jocelyn Ford.
Yes.
Casey King.
Yes.
Motion passes with 20 board members voting for it.
Okay, moving on to item D, resolution to increase the 2023 Unit on Aging Department budget, Subaru and Meals on Wheels of America Share the Love event. Stephen Smith, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Whereas Unit on Aging applied for and was awarded a grant to Subaru and Meals on Wheels Share the Love event in 2022. And whereas the total Share the Love event amount received was $2,923.24. And whereas the grant was not previously budgeted in the 2022 Unit on Aging budget, and therefore be it resolved, the Washburn County Aging and Disability Services Committee recommends increasing the 2022 Unit on Aging budget from $2,923.24 for the Subaru and Meals on Wheels of America Share the Love event. Therefore, be it further resolved that the 2022 Unit on Aging budget shall be increased $2,923.24 for the Subaru and Meals on Wheels of America Share the Love event 2022 using the Share the Love event revenue account 240.69101.48501 and operating supply expense account 240.69101.50340. Fiscal impact $2,923.24. Recommended for adoption by the Washburn County Finance Committee this fourth day of August 2022. And I move for approval by the Washburn County Board of Supervisors the 16th day of August 2022.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Olsgaard. Questions, comments? Seeing none, again we have the fiscal impact. We'll start with Mr. Jerry Smith.
Yes.
Linda Featherly.
Yes.
Sandy Johnson.
Yes.
Tom Mackey.
Yes.
Louis Belilla.
Yes.
Hank Graber.
Yes.
Tim Kessler.
Yes.
Jeannie Bruce.
Yes.
Bob Olsgaard.
Yes.
David Wilson.
Yes.
Christina Masterjohn.
Yes.
George Cusick.
Yes.
Joe Hoy.
Yes.
Scott Robbie.
Yes.
Jocelyn Ford.
Yes.
Casey King.
Yes.
Paul Johnson.
Yes.
Brian Melton.
Yes.
Stephen Smith.
Yes.
Clint Staria.
Yes.
Motion passes with 24 members voting.
Thank you. Item F, the resolution to amend the 2022 surface water budget. Supervisor, Mr. Stephen Smith.
Item E, maybe?
veterinary care.
I crossed it off already. Resolution increase the 2022 Unit on Aging Department budget. Meals on Wheels of America Access to the Veterinary Care Grant. Supervisor Steve Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Fennelly, can you help us out?
Mr. Smith, could I pass that on to somebody else this evening, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'd be happy to read this resolution.
Okay, Mr. Olson.
Resolution to increase the 2022 Unit on Aging Department budget. Meals on Wheels of America Access to Veterinary Care Grant. Whereas, the Unit on Aging applied for and was awarded the Access to Veterinary Care Grant through Meals on Wheels of America in 2022, and whereas the total grant amount received was $7,000, and whereas the grant was not previously budgeted in the 2022 Unit on Aging budget, and therefore be it resolved, the Washburn County Aging and Disability Services Committee recommends increasing the 2022 Unit on Aging budget for $7,000 for the Meals on Wheels of America Access to Veterinary Care Grant. Therefore, be it further resolved that the 2022 Unit on Aging budget shall be increased $7,000 for the Meals on Wheels of America Access to Veterinary Grant using the Unit on Aging Administration dash grants and others account 240.61110.43805 and operating supply expense account 240.61110.50340. Fiscal impact of $7,000, recommended for adoption by the Washburn County Finance Committee this fourth day of August 2022 and approved by the Washburn County Board of Supervisors this 16th day of August 2022. And I would move for its adoption.
Second.
I've got a motion and a second. Questions, comments? Mr. Chief Smith.
Linda, have we received this grant before?
No, we have not.
So this is the first time we've gotten a veterinary care grant.
Yes.
I'm proud to be a member of the Shell Lake Lions. And I know the Lions, there's a lot of my fellow Lions that are Meals on Wheels volunteers. I'm not one of them. However, I do deliver groceries from Hell's Market. And that's another project that we have. And I think that the clientele that we deliver groceries to kind of overlaps with the clientele that gets Meals on Wheels. And one of the things I noticed, not the grocery clients that live in public housing like Lakeland Manor or Glenview, but in their homes, they all have pets. And there's quite an attachment to those pets. And so I think we just say thank you and we accept this grant. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, again, there is a fiscal impact. We'll start with Ms. King.
Yes.
Paul Johnson.
Yes.
Brian Milton.
Yes.
Stephen Smith.
Yes.
Clint Staria.
Yes.
Jerry Smith.
Yes.
Linda Featherly.
Yes.
Sandy Johnson.
Yes.
Tom Mackey.
Yes.
Louis Galillo.
Yes.
Hank Graber.
Yes.
Tim Kessler.
Yes.
Jeannie Bruce.
Yes.
Bob Olsgaard.
Yes.
David Wilson.
Yes.
Christina Masterjohn.
Yes.
George Cusick.
Yes.
Joe Hoy.
Yes.
Scott Rocky.
Yes.
Jocelyn Ford.
Yes.
20 board members voted approval.
Okay, now item F, resolution to amend the 2022 surface water budget. Supervisor Smith.
Supervisor Rocky, would you take over for me, please?
Whereas the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has accepted an amendment request and has awarded $5,000 additional funding to the current 2022 surface water grant. And whereas this amendment includes five more landowners to install healthy lakes practices on their lakeshore property, and whereas this addition should be reflected in the approved surface water grant budget by increasing grant revenue account 100.569 73.43585, and expense account 100.569 73-50290 by $5,000. Therefore, be it, it be further resolved, the 2022 surface water budget be amended to reflect the $5,000 increase in the grant revenue and expenses. Fiscal impact, $5,000. Recommended for adoption by the Washburn County Finance Committee the 4th day of August 2022 and approved by the Washburn County Board of Supervisors the 16th day of August 2022.
I'll second.
I've got a motion and a second. Questions, comments? Hearing none? Mr. Cusick, would you start us?
Yes.
Joe Hoy.
Yes.
Scott Robbie.
Yes.
Jocelyn Ford.
Yes.
Casey King.
Yes.
Paul Johnson.
Yes.
Brian Melton.
Yes.
Stephen Smith.
Yes.
Clint Staria.
Yes.
Jerry Smith.
Yes.
Linda Featherly.
Yes.
Sandy Johnson.
Yes.
Tom Mackey.
Yes.
Louis Bellella.
Yes.
Hank Graber.
Yes.
Tim Kessler.
Yes.
Jeannie Bruce.
Yes.
Bob Olsgaard.
Yes.
David Wilson.
Yes.
Christina Masterjohn.
Yes.
Motion passes with 20 board members voting for.
Thank you. Item G, resolution to amend the 2022 capital project fund budget for professional service for a jail study. Supervisor Smith.
Supervisor Wilson, can you help me out?
Gladly, sir. Whereas the Washburn County Jail has a need for a new jail, and whereas funding for a jail study has not been budgeted through the jail budget for 2022, and whereas the Law Enforcement Committee met, discussed, and approved going forth with a jail study through Samuels Group on July 14, 2022, and whereas the scope of services will include a study to be provided in the development of a design and budget for a new jail where the plan would be good for 8 to 10 years, and whereas the design will incorporate a plan to work with the current number of jail staff we have, therefore eliminating the need to add more jail staff in the future, and where and therefore it be resolved that the Samuels Group provide a study for professional services not to exceed $35,000 and to be funded through the Washburn Capital Projects Fund 400.57141-50290. Fiscal impact not to exceed $35,000. Recommended for adoption by the Washburn County Finance Committee on the 4th day of August 2022 and approved by the Washburn County Board of Supervisors the 16th day of August 2022. And Mr. Chairman, I'll move for the adoption of that.
Second.
I'll second.
I've got a motion and a second. Questions, comments? Mr. Hoy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question. What is the current capacity of the jail? I was on the website and I was really surprised at the number of guests across the street.
We have the expert on the jail.
She hides in the back.
She tried, but.
Maybe they won't see me.
I tried. Currently, we can hold 32.
But how many are in there now?
How many are currently?
Yes.
As of today, there were 23.
Oh, okay. What is your ideal percentage of capacity? What is the easiest to for you to deal with?
Zero.
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 Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's kind of a tricky question, to be honest, because the problem that we are currently having, we are in state violation every day with our classifications. The state requires us to do classification on every inmate that comes in, which looks at their sex, their charge, their history, and their family ties. We could then put that information into North Point, which classifies them as a minimum, a medium, and a maximum. State statute says we cannot combine them. We combine them every day because we do not have the room to keep them separated.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. Kessler.
I have one question for you. How many inmates or detainees, let's put it that way, are we housing out in other places currently?
Currently, as of today, we're only housing out two.
But on the average?
Before COVID, it was roughly between 30 to 40 inmates.
And what kind of cost per inmate?
Before COVID, we were spending roughly about $500,000 a year.
Mr. Seifman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You talked about classification. When this jail was built, did that classification principle, was that in effect then?
No.
Okay. So they've changed some laws on us since we built our jail. Do we house people that have been convicted alongside people that have been charged?
Yes.
We do?
Yes, as long as their conviction is under 1 year. We cannot legally hold anybody convicted over a year.
Right, then they go to the big house.
Correct.
So, how many more cells do we need in order to meet the classification requirement?
That's, I'm hoping, what the study will show you.
So that's what the study's gonna show us. And there's part of this resolution that I was skeptical to, and that was, has a need for a new jail. But the part that convinced me to be behind this, to vote yes, is they want to be able to design a jail so it won't require additional staff. And I think that's important. I mean, I know Barron County built a big new jail when I lived down in Barron County. And they had to hire a bunch of staff to, I mean, so it's, you know, the capital expense of building is a one-time shot. Staffing requirements go on and on and on, and only get costlier, so. And I don't see people all of a sudden obeying every law, let's put it that way. So there might be a need here, especially since they changed the classification requirements.
It would be nice if everybody obeyed the laws. Jerry Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now, this one being for a new jail would be just at Econ, right?
See what the study says. The jail is designed to be added on to. When the jail was planned, it was so designed to be added on.
Because we still have space going that way.
That is correct, sir. Ms. Sandy Johnson.
You know, when we originally looked at this, it was when this building was getting built, and so we got that pushed aside. But we had about a $50,000 charge to come in and do a jail study that I think was only good for about 3 years. So this is a good thing. And I think a new design layout and so on and so forth is going to keep our employees the same.
Mr. Barone.
How many, you said there's 23?
As of when I left, yes.
How many of those are from other counties that you're housing here?
None.
Thank you. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We heard this at Finance at length. The committee hashed this out at the Law Enforcement Committee. You just heard the jail administrator tell you all very clearly that you are in violation of state statute every single day. Keeping liability exposure in mind, if we don't show some type of an action as a county, I do believe we're putting ourselves out in the wind for that exposure to be even greater. I don't know that they'll come in and shut our jail down, but I would certainly not to be in that young lady's position when they show up knocking on the door. I do believe you presented 16 years worth of documentation by the state of Wisconsin Department of Justice at the Finance Committee. That's a lot of exposure. So I think we need to take some action and show our diligence as a board that we're trying to move in the right direction to at least correct the problem and reduce that liability exposure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Steiner.
I agree with Mr. Wilson about the liability. I believe it's a good idea, but my question is, as they come up with these new rules or whatever, is there already a rule saying you have to have one jailer for X amount of inmates?
No.
Okay. So that way, if it's built right, you can have more. There's nothing that says if you have 20 inmates, you have to have one jailer. You have 21, you got to have two.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Mr. Hoyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this is absolutely necessary. We have to do this. But I do have a question. What is the output of from the Samuels Group? A set of recommendations, drawings?
I think the first step will be recommendations. They will then bring all of that to you guys, and then move forward if you so choose to go over the plans, etc.
Thank you.
Any other, Mr. Stinkman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a technical question. This is amending the 2022 budget, correct?
Yes, it is.
To spend the money this year?
Yes, it is.
So this means a supermajority?
Two-thirds.
Thank you.
Any other questions? We'll start with Sandy Johnson.
Big yes.
Tom Mackey.
Yes.
Louis Belilla.
Yes.
Hank Graber.
Yes.
Tim Kessler.
Yes.
Jeannie Bruce.
Yes.
Bob Olsgaard.
Yes.
David Wilson.
Yes.
Christina Masterjohn.
Yes.
George Cusick.
Yes.
Joe Hoy.
Yes.
Scott Robbie.
Yes.
Jocelyn Ford.
Yes.
Casey King.
Yes.
Paul Johnson.
Yes.
Brian Melton.
Yes.
Stephen Smith.
Yes.
Clint Stario.
Yes.
Jerry Smith.
Yes.
Linda Featherly.
Yes.
Okay, we have 20 board members voting for. Motion passes.
On the last resolution of the evening, resolution to amend the 2022 capital project fund budget for new camera security system, Mr. Steve Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Whereas the Washburn County Law Enforcement and Courthouse has a need for a new camera security system, and whereas the funding for a camera security system has not been budgeted through the jail budget for 2022, and whereas the Law Enforcement Committee met, discussed, and approved going forth with a camera security system on July 14, 2022. And whereas the scope of services will include video security in the courthouse and law enforcement center, allow additional cameras in the jail and in court, adhere to state statutes regarding evidence recordings for attorneys and district attorney and open records law, and therefore be it resolved that access security provided a quote not to exceed $88,168. And to be funded through the Washburn County Capital Projects Fund 400.57141-50290. Fiscal impact not to exceed $88,168. Recommended for adoption by the Washburn County Finance Committee is the fourth day of August 2022, and I move for adoption by the County Board of Supervisors the 16th day of August 2022.
Second.
I have a motion and a second by Mr. Wilson. Questions, comments? Mr. Staria.
We had a motion at one of our meetings that didn't pass for new key locks over in the courthouse. Why can't we use our ARPA money for this instead of capital? Why can't we? We got $560,926 left, it looks like, in the Housing Authority's records. Why can't we use that money for this?
We can back no one.
Well, can that be part of the deal that we are going to do that?
I believe that's how we had looked at the ARPA meeting.
This is different. This is the card key access is different from the cameras.
That's how we had done the cameras, too.
We approved the cameras. For capital, because we have the money.
Okay. We can use, if the ARPA committee decides, we can always come back and backfill it.
Well, could it be a recommendation of this whole county board to use this ARPA money? It seems like everybody wants to get their hands on it, everybody, you know, a lot of people come in and want it. Instead of going to capital and changing things, why don't we just, you know, recommend to the ARPA committee to use this money?
That would be up to the ARPA committee to be decided. It's a recommendation, I mean, the ARPA committee has heard the recommendation that's come out of the board so far. And it's up to that committee to decide. Mr. Wilson, you're ready to say something?
Just to echo Mr. Stardust's comment, as you know, aware, I did jump into the last ARPA meeting and I verbalized the same thought and left it as a recommendation for the ARPA committee to at least consider that funding source for this particular project. I don't know that they have met again since.
No, they have not.
I agree that that is certainly a possibility. That's the funding source that would be appropriate for this potential project. And they have not yet met. So when they do, I'm sure they will take it under advisement.
But if we've already agreed to pay this, I'm not so sure how happy they will be to take the money out of that pot if we already, they say, well, you've already agreed to pay it in your county board meeting, why should we do that?
There's enough members here in the ARPA committee that will deal with it. Mr. Statesman.
I'd like to ask the GL supervisor. This isn't just cameras, is it? There's some software involved?
Correct.
And this is going to allow you to make copies of certain events more easily than what goes in, what we're doing now?
Correct.
And the system that we have now could possibly fail, and there's no backup for it?
It already has. Okay.
So, I mean, we talked on the last resolution about potential liability exposure. I think we have some here also, correct?
I believe you said it takes so much longer to get information to the attorneys. Mr. Hoy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are there any state regulations that are covered by this video surveillance system?
So that's part of why we brought this. Open records, when we have no...
Are we in violation again?
Yes. it crashed, so like, we don't have a way of making the copies for them.
Any other questions or comments? Again, there's a fiscal impact. We'll start with Mr. Hoy.
Yes.
Scott Rappey?
Yes.
Jocelyn Ford?
Yes.
Casey King?
Yes.
Paul Johnson?
Yes.
Brian Melton?
Yes.
Stephen Smith?
Yes.
Clint Staria?
Yes.
Jerry Smith?
Yes.
Linda Featherly?
Yes.
Sandy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Mackey?
Yes.
Louis Velella?
Yes.
Hank Graber?
Yes.
Tim Kessler?
Yes.
Jeannie Bruce?
Yes.
Bob Olesker?
Yes.
David Wilson?
Yes.
Christina Masterjohn?
Yes.
George Cusick?
Yes.
20 board members vote for. The motion passes.
I am going to dispense with committee reports this evening. However, chair appointments of transit committee members, I have been informed by our court counsel that I have the ability to appoint the chair, vice chair, secretary for the first time. Is that correct, Mr. Boss?
Yes.
So, therefore, I'm going to appoint Jeannie Bruce as chairperson, Jocelyn Ford as vice chair, and Sandy Johnson as secretary treasurer, along with Casey King and Brian Melton from the county. And at large would be Mr. John Rand and Mr. William Marks.
I would move to accept those appointments, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second that.
With that, there's no other questions, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Saturday, at 1:00. We are going to have the dedication of this particular facility. I have invited, and he is coming, Mr. Mark O'Connell, who is the head of Wisconsin Counties Association. He will be giving a talk. If you haven't heard him speak, be prepared. He is an excellent speaker. He knows his way around Wisconsin government. Future agenda items. If you have anything, either get in touch with me or Lolita.
I will make a motion to audit the proceedings and adjourn, Mr. Chair.
I've got a motion and a second. With that, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried.
Yeah, you have a million phone calls to make, like Mr. Popular. Gosh.
Meeting adjourned at 7:04.
Isn't that popular?
Okay, do you have that?